Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be exploring the music of the American singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson. Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. That's from his 1969 album called Harry. And you know, you probably know Harry Nilsson for the most famous song that he recorded, which is called Everybody's Talking at Me in 1969, was the soundtrack for the movie Midnight Cowboy. You know, Midnight Cowboy with Dustin Hoffman. So Harry Nilsson recorded the song Everybody's Talking at Me, you know, and I don't hear a word they're saying. And he didn't write that song. Another singer-songwriter, an American named Fred Neil, wrote the song Everybody's Talking. And Harry Nilsson sang it and recorded it, and it was used on the soundtrack. But he also wrote his own song called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City, and it was also being considered for the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. But actually, Harry Nilsson actually wrote the song that we just heard. And they sound so similar to each other, and I know you've heard Everybody's Talking. So I thought it would be really fun to start the show with Harry Nilsson's I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. Harry Nilsson was born in 1941 in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn, New York. You know, and he wasn't in a very well-to-do family, and he always had to work. When he was young, they moved out to California, and he took a job at the Paramount Theater in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's interesting because I always have identified Harry Nilsson with his relationship with John Lennon. and the influence that John and Paul had on Harry and the influence that his music had on the Beatles. So it's interesting when I think that John Lennon and Harry Nilsson were only 1 year apart. And so Harry Nilsson is working at a movie theater in Los Angeles. When he loses that job, he takes a job at a bank in 1960. He works at night in a bank. And in 1960, John Lennon is out there with the Quarrymen, with the Silver Beatles. John Lennon is writing and singing and really making the Beatles happen, okay? And Harry Nilsson is working in a bank. He sings a little bit. And he in 1958, he really gets into Ray Charles, and he forms a small vocal duo. And he learns to play the guitar, and he learns to play the piano. And, you know, he never really was a performer. He was really known as a songwriter. And he got a job actually singing song demos for a songwriter, Scott Turner, in 1960. He got $5 a track. And he starts writing songs himself, and he starts selling songs, and he wrote songs in 1963 for Little Richard, who said, "Am I, you sing good for a white boy." In 1964, he works with Phil Spector, and he writes some songs with Phil Spector. But he's still working at the bank. He's still working nights at the bank. He makes friends with a really good composer and arranger named George Tipton. And George Tipton is the one that actually invests his recordings and does the very invests his life savings, $2,500, and finances Nilsson's first recordings. And because of those recordings, he gets picked up by Tower Records, and his songs start getting recorded by Glen Campbell and Fred Astaire and the Yardbirds, but still nothing from Nilsson himself really hits the charts. He finally gets signed to the RCA Victor label in 1966, and his album is called The Pandemonium Shadow Show. And Derek Taylor, who is the press officer for the Beatles, is so impressed when he hears this record that he gets an entire box of the albums. He gets all these copies, and sure enough, it gets back to the Beatles. And in as a side note, Nilsson covers a Beatles song. You can't do that on the album. So when John Lennon and Paul McCartney held their press conference in 1968 to announce the formation of their Apple Corps, and John was asked to name his favorite American artist, he replies, Nilsson. And Paul was asked to name his favorite American group, and he replies, Nilsson. You know, when he signs to RCA Records, he asks for his own private office, and the phone starts ringing off the hook after the Beatles press conference. And Nilsson would actually answer the phone himself. And he never played concerts. He never went on a tour. He hardly ever played live. And he recalled later in a documentary what those conversations were like. He'd answer the phone, and they'd start to ask him, you know, when did you play last? I didn't. You know, where have you played before? I haven't. When will you be playing next? I don't. He does get a manager, and he gets some TV shows. And while he's there in the office, John Lennon calls. And he said he'd listened to Pandemonium's Shadow Show in a 36-hour marathon straight, just playing it over and over. And also, Paul McCartney, you know, expresses his admiration, and they invite him to join Apple Corps. So that album, Pandemonium, He Stays with RCA, was followed up by Aerial Ballet, and that contained the song Everybody's Talking from the Midnight Cowboy. It also contained a song which we're about to listen to called One, that 1968 Aerial Ballet. Well, the song One was also covered, and you probably know it better through the version of Three Dog Night. So we're about to listen to three songs. The first song I wanted to play is called Without Her, and this is a Nilsson composition. This is the very first song that I ever heard by Harry Nilsson, and when I heard it, it reminded me so much of Paul McCartney's For No One off the Revolver album that I wanted to play these two songs back to back. I don't know if there was any connection or if they had even heard about each other at the time. This would have been in 1966. But there was definitely a feedback loop going on here. And then we're going to hear the other Harry Nilsson composition that I just mentioned, sung by Three Dog Night. One is the loneliest number. So let's start with Harry's original recording. The song is called Without Her. And then we'll listen to Paul McCartney's For No One from Revolver, followed by Three Dog Night.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And then I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room and then you go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you spend a day without her. We burst the pretty balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now. And it sounds like a lie if I say I'd rather die than live without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing. And it grooves like a clock, but the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part. And it's breaking my heart to have to spend another day without her. Another day without her. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Can't go on without her. Do-do-do-do-do-do. There's no song without her. It's all wrong without her. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one, a love that should have lasted years. You'll ever do. Two.
It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Number you'll ever do. You know that song, and you know that it's by Three Dog Night, but I'm not sure if you were aware that Harry Nilsson wrote that song. And right before that, we heard a Baroque rock and roll number from Paul McCartney and the Beatles on their 1966 Revolver album For No One. And then right before that, we heard Harry Nilsson's song Without Her. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, Now and Then, we're exploring the music and the songs of Harry Nilsson, the American singer-songwriter. So, you know, that was 69 was the album Harry, and we heard the track at the top of the show, I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City, and the Midnight Cowboy movie. I'm not sure if it's because of the work he did on the soundtrack for Midnight Cowboy, but his next project was an animated film that was shown on ABC TV in 1971, the ABC Movie of the Week. It was an animated movie called The Point. And he wrote a whole album of songs from The Point, and one of the songs was called Me and My Arrow. Later in the program, we'll be hearing a cover of that song by Adrian Belew. So after he does that movie of the week for ABC, he goes to England, where he's already had some really strong relations with the Apple Records and the Beatles. And he records his most successful album of his entire career in 1971, produced by a man named Richard Perry. And the album is called Nilsson Schmilsson. He gets a Grammy Award for the best male pop vocal for the song called Without You. You know, it's interesting because some of the most famous songs that he's known for are not ones that he himself wrote. Without You is not a Harry Nilsson composition. It's a cover of another band that was on the Apple label called Bad Finger, Pete Ham and Tom Evans. Well, we'll hear Without You. I thought that would be the best thing to end the show with today. We'll hear that song later in the program. There's another song from that album, Nilsson Schmilsson, which I bet you also know, but I bet you had no idea it was Harry Nilsson. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the title of the song because I want it to be a surprise when you hear it. But I'll tell you this, it's a calypso song, and it features four different characters that sing the song. There's the narrator, there's the brother, there's the sister, and there's the doctor. And they're all sung in different voices by Harry Nilsson. And the other thing about this song is the entire song is played on one chord, a C7. All right? This is from the 1971 Nielsen Schmielsen album. Check it out.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the diamond. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
put the lime in the coconut. Harry Nielsen from his 1971 album, Nielsen Schmielsen. As I said, he went to England to record that album, and while he was there, he recorded two more albums the following year, The Son of Schmielsen, which he gets a little bit more rowdy and ballsy with his songs. And then in 73, he does A Touch of Schmielsen in the Night, where he sings pop standards by Irving Berlin. It's produced by Derek Taylor, the man who originally brought him to the Beatles' attention, and it's broadcast in a television special on the BBC. That same year, 1973, he comes back to California. Okay, and it's really interesting because while he's out in California, John Lennon at that time, he goes through a separation with Yoko Ono. You know, John Lennon and Yoko moved to New York City and they've been living there. And so he leaves Yoko And John Lennon goes out to Los Angeles, and he discovers that Nielsen and him are fast buddies. They have a lot in common. They like to drink, and they like to party, and they had a wild time. It's called John Lennon's Lost Weekend, because he just really let it all go. You know, they're ejected from the Troubadour nightclub in West Hollywood because they were heckling. They were a drunken heckling of the Smothers Brothers. They had property damage. They got sued for property damage. John Lennon trashed a bedroom in Lou Adler's house. Nielsen threw a bottle through a 30-foot hotel window. In any event, after things were really on a roll, in 1974... John Lennon is so enamored with Nielsen's songwriting that he produces the album, Harry Nielsen's 1974 album called Pussycats. And John Lennon produces this album, and it's truly an amazing, amazing effort. I had never really heard much of the album before. It's really cute. The cover of the album is a pasted together illustration where they put John Lennon's head on a doll, and they put Harry Nielsen's head on a doll, and they both look like pussycats. John signs the cover of the album. We're going to listen to a couple of songs from this 1974 album. I was really impressed when I heard this. I had no idea. John Lennon produces. We're going to hear two songs. First, we're going to hear All My Life. And then we're going to hear, and that song is by Harry Nielsen. And then we're going to hear a song that John Lennon and Harry Nielsen wrote together called Mucho Mungo, Mount Elga. And there's something that really touched me when I heard this song. It made me think very much of the recordings that John Lennon did immediately after he did this album with Harry Nielsen, Pussycats. John Lennon records Walls and Bridges. Pussycats was started to be recorded out in Los Angeles, and they refinished the recording in New York. And so a lot of the same musicians that are on these two albums. So we're going to listen to two tracks from Pussycats, and then we're going to hear a track from John Lennon's Walls and Bridges. The song is called Dream Number 9. So first Harry Nielsen, All My Life, then the John Lennon-Harry Nielsen song Mucho Mungo, followed by John Lennon's Dream Number 9. Harry Nielsen.
Oh, Lord! What is it?
I'm full of it!
Good!
Tonight!
Right!
Well, I had my share of bad times. I've been shooting them up, drinking them down, taking them pills, fooling around all my life. But I'm so tired of bad times, I'll have to change my way. Had my share of good times. I've been moving around, living uptown, laughing my ass off almost every night. But I'm so sore from laughing, I haven't got the will to fight. All my life I have been waiting to find the reason to give it up for do a lot more every day. Share of bad times. I've been shooting them up, drinking them down, taking their pills, fooling around all my life. But I'm so tired of bad times, I have to change my way.
share of good times. I've been moving around, living uptown, having my ass off almost every night. But I'm so sore from laughing, I haven't got the will to fight.
Mucho more, sweet thing.
John Lennon, Walls and Bridges. 1975, that song is called Dream Number 9. And right before that, we heard two songs from the 1974 album called Pussycats, which is an album by Harry Nilsson, which John Lennon produced. We heard two songs. First, we heard All My Life, and then we heard a song that John and Harry wrote together called Mucho Mungo. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So, you know, Harry Nilsson and John Lennon were so close. They had so much in common. It was interesting. Nilsson was really profoundly affected by the death of John Lennon on December 8th in 1980. John Lennon was shot at close range by somebody who wanted his autograph. So Harry Nilsson joins the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. And, you know, I talked about how Nilsson never did performances. Well, he overcame that problem, and he started to make appearances for gun control fundraising. He started to appear at Beatlefest conventions, and he'd get on stage with a house band, and he'd sing, you know, some of his own songs, or he'd sing Give Peace a Chance. Harry Nilsson, an amazing musician, an amazing American singer-songwriter. Harry Nilsson died of a heart attack at his home in California in 1994. He was 53 years old. An amazing singer and songwriter. There's a documentary that was released in September of 2010 called Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him? The documentary was produced by David Leaf and John Scheinfeld. Shortly after Nilsson's death in 1994, an album was released on BMG, and it's a tribute album to Harry Nilsson. And all of the proceeds from this album go to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. There's an amazing lineup of people on this album. We're about to hear some songs. There's 23 songs on this album. It's called For the Love of Harry, Everybody Sings Nilsson. And we've got Randy Newman. We've got Ringo Starr and Stevie Nicks. We've got Al Cooper. We've got Marshall Crenshaw. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. It's Jimmy Webb. It's an amazing recording. So let's listen to some songs from this Nilsson tribute album. It's interesting, Randy Newman. Randy Newman really owes the start of his career to Harry Nilsson, because on Harry's debut album, he records a Randy Newman song called Simon Smith and the Amazing Dancing Bear. No one had ever heard of Randy Newman before that. Harry Nilsson was really significant in launching Randy Newman's career. So the very first song on this tribute album is a Harry Nilsson composition, as they all are, sung by Randy Newman, called Remember. And after that, Ringo Starr and Stevie Nicks singing together, performing together on a Harry Nilsson song called Lay Down Your Arms. And then Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, This Could Be the Night. For the Love of Harry, the music of Harry Nilsson. Let's start with Randy Newman.
Long ago, far away, life was clear. Close your eyes. Remember, there's a place from long ago. Remember, filled with everything you know. Remember, when you said it. Dream, love is only a dream. Remember, remember, life is never as it seems. Dream.
life is just a memory. Remember, close your eyes and you will see. Remember, think of all that life can be. Remember, dream, love is only a dream. Remember,
down your arms.
Brian Wilson. This Could Be the Night, written by Harry Nilsson. That song was released on a Harry Nilsson tribute album called For the Love of Harry. It was released in 1995, a year after Harry Nilsson's death. We just heard three songs. We heard Brian Wilson, This Could Be the Night. Right before that, we heard an amazing duet I'd never heard before by Ringo Starr and Stevie Nicks, Lay Down Your Arms. And then before that, we heard the beautiful and sad and moving song called Remember, sung by Randy Newman and written by Harry Nilsson. All the proceeds from that album went to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. So let's listen to Harry Nilsson's Grammy Award-winning recording. He got the Best Male Pop Vocal in 1972 for this song called Without You. This is Harry Nilsson.
No, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Harry Nilsson's Grammy Award-winning 1972 recording, Without You. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Drop me a line. You can email me nowandthen@wjffradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.